Coach, obviously you knew we had a good opportunity here tonight to come back home, play a good team, and try to give them a good test with a good atmosphere you knew was going to be great.
Yep.
And girls made some plays there down the stretch to come through.
Well, Chris found a way, like that's what I said to him. I didn't think 50-50 balls. I thought we were probably more like 20-80 for us, because we just weren't getting after it. You know, we had chances to grab loose balls, and we were kind of praying for it to come to us, reaching our hands out and not being aggressive. And, you know, we found a way. 23 turnovers, I think, is what we finished with. It's just entirely too many. But, you know, defensive-wise, I thought we played better in the second half, obviously, than what we did in the first. And, you know, you gotta keep clawing. And for our kids to figure that out and find one tonight was pretty good.
Well, and what's it like for a couple of young players to step up there in that fourth quarter with Emgarden and Grubbs making plays against a very veteran team on the other side?
Well, both of them want the ball in their hands. You know, I know it's a freshman and a sophomore, but that's what we got to have. You know, we want the ball in their hands. You saw my out-of-bounds play, which I thought would work. But we tried to pass it to them. No, you know, it's things we can learn from. You know, it is. It says a lot about those two. And, you know, yeah, obviously the future could be bright, but I'm focusing on the now. You know, it's a good team victory. We had a lot of girls do a lot of good things tonight.
And obviously the type of game that gets you ready for the situations you'll be in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this simulates everything you're going to see. Packed crowd, you know, it's hard for them to hear a lot of things. But, you know, we've talked about that many times, Chris. And so, you know, this is good. It's a good one for them. Thank you.